Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a podcast and safe space for Black and marginalized creatives to empower, educate, and uplift you through the final product of self and creation. Bring a homie, share with a homie, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to Creatively Exposed, and this is where we rehumanize the creative one episode at a time, and we have made it to 2024, y'all. Isn't that wild? I've been in a weird space, and so I got info, things that I have been brainstorming. I'm really leaning into this concept of informing. I learned like human design earlier, later last year, and a lot of it discusses like to inform, and so that's what I'm gonna do and see what the vibe is, right? What I plan to do and what I've already started doing, I don't know if it will be a separate podcast or if it will be a segment, right? Like, you know, on certain days this version, this segment will be out and about, and it will be, I believe, poetry focused. And so if there are any poets that are in the literary community, Black, brown, marginalized folks only, these are the stories that I want to hear. These are the stories I don't hear enough. And so that is across the globe. It doesn't just have to be in the US. But if you are interested in discussing any of your published work, hit me up. There are multiple ways to get at me. I will add stuff to the comment section. I haven't done that. I don't think I've done a lot of that for a while, just like the Instagrams and the Twitters and all of that stuff to get in contact. So please do. Another thing, so I've been sitting in this space of kind of trying to figure out what's next, but like, I got nothing, y'all. I got nothing. Like, and my nothing may be somebody else's, like, that's a whole lot of something, right? Like, it's more of, I know what I want to make happen. I know maybe some things that have little roads towards them. But from, like, a little bit before Christmas to now, I've been in a place where there's no desire to do anything on a creative level. You know how a lot of people are like, oh, finish the year strong. I've usually been one of those people. Let's start the year running. I've also been those people. And this time I ain't got the spoons. I ain't got nothing. And it's also like, I don't exactly have any clarity around, I've also been sick. So like, you know, and I think a lot about, I've had episodes discussing writer's block, but it's not writer's block. It's a whole block. It's like, there's no creative desire to even have a writer's block. Like, I know what I want to write, but it's also the knowing that it's not time, right? And it's uncomfortable to be just like, I'm gonna just, you know, watch anime or something. I'ma just disconnect. I think the purpose of all this is, and I'm still sitting with it, is like, yes, there needs to be rest. And rest, there's so many different types of rest. I'm sure I've spoken about it in another episode, but like, there is a holistic rest that is often ignored by me specifically, but I think in general, I think I'm not the only one in this. Part of our rest is celebrating all of the things that we have done so far. So last year, I actually did a thread on my poetry Twitter, my regular Twitter account, my non-podcast Twitter. And if you have Twitter, I'll post the thread also in the comment box of just like all of my publications, right? For that year, if I didn't miss any. And because of the need for survival, I was self-employed from October 2022 until this year. When I mean self-employed, it's not, there's no money that comes in if I am not creating the opportunity for it to come in. And a lot of people love the concept of entrepreneurship, but most times it is exhausting. And sometimes you do the things and you don't always get the output or input that you'd like, or whatever. There are wonderful months and there are the quiet months, right? And I think that having the audacity, since it seems that is new, it's so interesting to be ahead of things and then people catch up and then it becomes this big thing. And maybe that's me being petty. But there is something so interesting. I released an episode about Lika humility, right? And it really is a conversation around audacity. And now that is the 2024 word. So if you stick with me, you will be ahead of the curve, apparently. But having the audacity to go against the grain of personal comfort, right? Because for some people, entrepreneurship is their given. For some people, that's all they know. But for the folks that are very, I really need stability, I really, I want to control all the things around me and be able to expect my pay every 2 weeks or however you get paid. For me personally, it was a very difficult, complex experience. And I think part of it is there needs to be deprogramming about disconnecting the value of self with employment, the value of self with being able to spend on bullshit, consumerism, the power that entails. And I've had conversations that like put me on to this thought process and I was like, whoa. And then is the, okay, so how are we gonna make this pop? And actually figuring it out, and that incurs putting in work. A lot doesn't just come without work being put in, right? Like, Some of those things are exhausting. Some, like, worrying is exhausting. All of this stuff, like, it is not a crystal stair to be out here. And on top of all of this, I've had how many publications? Let me go look at my thread. I've had hella publications, like, all right, it's not in order, but Lolwe, Manifestation of Mangoes and Other Poems, that's 4 poems published, right? Which also means those are 4 poems that were written, birthed, edited, all the jazz. Railroad del Mar, Strange Horizons, an epic. It's a very long poem. Wrote it around 2 years ago, but still, it needed to go through edits. It needed to just the brewing of work, of creative work, I think is not valued enough. Is not, I don't know. Poetry is a severely undervalued place for work until there is a movement happening or some kind of special event, then they want poets. But okay, all right. Then Faya Wozquartz, a Sistina. Let me tell you, and I'll probably do something in regards to this. A Sistina takes a lot of work. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. Especially as someone who had to be challenged into form. Then I had a nonfiction be published in Faya magazine at the beginning of 2023. 2 poems came out on the Sana Sana anthology about my Afro-Latina struggles. Huela, published in Latinx Lit, which I've had this podcast that I needed to edit for very, very long. Lord, I'm sorry. Then we have Fet Gede, and that is in the Deadlands. I released my own zine. Y'all might have missed that, but I released my own zine, which is like a 0.5 to the soliloquy of an ice queen. And that is available on my website, and it's also available as like an audio situation. I have the link to that. And last but not least, The Hellbore, published Soleil. So, I wasn't counting. Let me go back. So, 1 publication with 4 of them. So, that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because they got 2 of them. 10, 11, 12, plus the zine. And those are the publications. Literally, it would be 1 poem per month. Oh, I'm over here multitasking. I got sidetracked. My bad. But anyway, it would be 1 poem per month, right? And this is not to include that I wrote a whole hybrid collection that is over 60 pages. I had to sit with that. I think it's easy to disvalue, gloss over, look over, not really realize that a lot of work has been put in, because a lot of it doesn't always feel tangible. And I don't know, you may disagree. But all of this takes a toll on the body. And so I think on top of like teaching, I taught like, I don't know how many classes, and I have 2 classes coming up. On top of teaching most of the year, doing readings, because I also have a spiritual wellness shop that I'm planning on revamping as well. It's a lot. And for me personally, I'm like, yeah, you know, that's a well-rounded, you know, week. And there's something to be said about allowing ourselves to be consumed by survival. And not only being consumed by survival, but being consumed by consumption. I think that's a better term. That we have our basic needs that we need filled. And that reality can sometimes make us desperate. And what it does is exhausting. It is an exhausting thing to where our bodies get sick. Or your brain just shut off, like it's been for the last few weeks. And so I said all that to say is like, if you are starting slow this year, if you do not feel like you can vision board, if you do not feel like you got all of your quarter one things, you know, it might just be okay. It might just be that, you know, you're waiting till you recoup. I think a lot about, you know, instead of our phones always being on a charger, what if we like turned it off and charged it and like went and go do something else? If we treated ourselves as I'm about to get old school on you, but like I think about, you know, when our video game systems would overheat, or when we would have to pull out the cartridge out of the Nintendo 64 or the Super Nintendo, and like you knew it was hot and you blowing in it just to like reset the shit. Like if we could just reset ourselves without the guilt and the shame, how would that change our work? And I hate the word work. How would that change our art? How would that change our capacity to channel art? I think of art very deeply as something that is otherworldly. I feel like we go into the in-between when we are creating, and it takes energetic work. Those are my bracelets, y'all. And so, if we, and I hope, right, that, you know, part of y'all are in the same group of, like, if we think of our art as potential manifestations of the future, which is, I've said it, but, you know, who knows if this is your first time here. I think that there is an energy exchange that is always happening when we are creating work. And it's easy to forget. It's like, oh, but this comes easy to me on occasion, right? Just because it can or does not mean that it doesn't take something out of you when you're creating said thing. And then if it's tied to survival, there's a level of urgency that is is inorganic to the process. And so, you know, that's my spiel right there. And for anyone who is into tarot readings and things like that, I did a new moon reading, which this one feels really important. If it is that you feel up to it, make it as simple as possible, but I would definitely like to invite you to visualize Pinterest. If you do feel like doing your vision board or whatever, or just writing a couple of lines down tomorrow or the next 3 days after the 11th, I recommend it because it feels like we're writing into the future something that will be long lasting. And so, you know, do with that what you will. Updates or ideas that I have going on. I already said it, but like definitely looking into discussing the poetic behind the scenes. I think part of rehumanizing the creative, and I'm you know, focusing on poetry just because that's a lot of the unsaid. We don't get a lot of information about these things anymore, of the writing and what's behind the writing and who's behind the writing. And so there may be more specific types of things. So looking forward and hoping that this segment is a thing that pops off with others, and I will also be starting with myself. And so you know, to 2024, if you don't feel like you're 2024 yet, let that shit integrate. It probably beat your ass last year, probably beat your ass, and same. And so play down. Take a rest, be at ease, find space within the self, and allow that without shame or guilt, or work on the shame and guilt while you're allowing it. You're not alone, trust me. And so, do not forget that you are magic. Pas oublier où c'est magique. No te olvides que eres magia. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the show. Check out our Patreon, the website in the show notes. Rate, review, and subscribe or share with the homie. And don't forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pas oublier où c'est magique. Take care and see you next week.